AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. By hand or by using heavy machinery, the search continues near Miami. 159 people are reported missing, at least four people dead from yesterday's building collapse. Miami-Dade Assistant Fire Chief Ray Jadala says they're listening for sounds.
We have hope, and every time that we hear a sound, we concentrate in that area. So we send additional teams utilizing the devices, utilizing K-9, utilizing personnel.
Kevin Spiegel's wife is among the missing.
They're spraying water on top of it to put out the fire, but that creates even more smoke. As you can see the smoke, it's not a good condition, even if there are air pockets.
The Miami-Dade mayor says there is still hope of finding people alive. The Justice Department is suing Georgia over the state's new election law. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Georgia's among more than a dozen states that have passed restrictive voting laws. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Georgia law seems aimed at denying black voters equal access through more stringent requirements on absentee ballots and fewer drop boxes in the Atlanta area, among other things.
Where we believe the civil rights of Americans have been violated, we will not hesitate to act.
Georgia Republicans are pushing back. Governor Brian Kemp accuses the Biden administration of lying about the law and now weaponizing the Justice Department. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The World Health Organization's Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is worried about spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus.
More cases means more hospitalizations, further stretching health workers and health systems, which increases the risk of death.
Republican senators are being described as livid and blindsided over President Biden's refusal to sign a bipartisan infrastructure deal unless he also gets passage of his broader priorities. This is AP News. A British tabloid published photos of the country's health minister, Matt Hancock, embracing a senior aide. Here's the AP's Karen Chamas.
Hancock, who has led the country's response to the pandemic, is the latest in a string of government officials accused of breaching restrictions. The tabloid Sun newspaper ran images appearing to show the married Hancock and a senior aide kissing in an office at the Department of Health. Hancock apologized in a statement saying, "I accept that I breached the social distancing guidance in these circumstances." Prime Minister Boris Johnson stood by Hancock, but the main opposition Labour Party chair, Annalise Dodds, said he should be fired for potentially breaking government hiring rules and violating social distancing restrictions.
While all of these revelations have been coming out, I was actually speaking with nurses in my own constituency, and they were telling me how they had been following those rules over months to the letter.
Karen Chamas, London.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.